Well, hello, radio friends, and once again, this is Minor Hawk introducing you to another old-fashioned, Christ-honoring gospel program called The Voice of the Gospel. And today we're going to ask God's blessing before we read the Word of God. Our gracious God and our Father, we bow in Thy presence again to thank Thee for Thy Son. We thank Thee for all the value and the virtue Thou hast found in His death at Calvary and the precious blood that flowed for our sin. Do bless Thy Word about to be read and spoken from here today, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Now then, I'm going to have as my text for today an utterance by the Lord Jesus Christ as we find it in John's Gospel, chapter 6. John's Gospel, chapter 6, and verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And the Lord will bless to us the public reading of His Word. Well, friends, here in our text for today, we read these very significant words which were uttered by the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He says, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Now, perhaps someone out in radio land today is not clear as to the meaning of this expression by the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, friend, it simply means that you can hear the gospel all your life and have an intellectual knowledge of God's way of salvation, and yet you could spend all eternity in the place that Jesus Christ calls hell. In other words, there's something missing. There's an ingredient missing, and that ingredient is the sovereignty of God and the conviction which is brought about by the Holy Spirit and Word of God. Yes, there are many of you listening in today who are yet unsaved, even though you've heard the gospel many, many times. Friend, you have rebelled against the work of the sovereign and Holy Spirit of God. On the other hand, there are some of you who are unsaved because even though you realize your need for Christ, you think that you have to be more anxious and under deeper conviction of sin. Listen, my friend, if you never remember anything else I say today, remember this. The prime prerequisite to being saved is to acknowledge that you're lost. And this knowledge is a heartfelt knowledge which is brought about only by the Holy Spirit and Word of God. It's not brought about by anything else, my friend. It's not by might nor power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now, some people go to the extreme on the subject of predestination and election and declare that God knows who will be saved, and therefore the sinner has no choice in the matter. Listen, friend, this is a diabolical corruption of the Word of God. True, God does know who will be saved and who will be lost. And we know according to John chapter 1 and verse 13 that salvation is not by the will of man, nor the will of the flesh, but of God. But listen, friend, once the Holy Spirit of God, through God's Word, shows you your lost spiritual condition and your need for Jesus Christ as your Savior, then, my friend, and only then, can you make a choice for or against Jesus Christ. Time and time again, the Bible tells us quite clearly that salvation is for whosoever will. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, we read, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In John 3 and 16, the Lord Jesus Christ declares that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And friends, the last gospel invitation in the Bible, Revelation 22 and verse 17, tells us that whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. Now here again we're reminded of the fact that only those who are thirsty for salvation will drink of the water of life, which of course is the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, only those who are lost can possibly be saved. In fact, those are the only people the Lord Jesus Christ came to save. Over in Luke 19 and 10, He Himself declares that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Again, in Luke chapter 5 and verse 32, He said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And even the Apostle Paul declares in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15 that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And friends, I thank God afresh today that He came to save me. Yes, I was a lost rebel creature in God's sight. I was a religious hypocrite on my way to hell, and I was actually preaching the gospel before I was saved on June 2, 1952. But today, through faith in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a child of God and a joint heir with His blessed Son. And friends, I don't profess to be any better than anyone listening in. I'm only a sinner saved by the sovereign grace of God, and all that I am or ever hope to be, I claim through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, the invitation to come to the Lord Jesus Christ is just as valid today as it was when He walked the shores of Galilee. Listen to His words in Matthew 11 and verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My, isn't that a wonderful invitation? Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is more willing to save your soul, sinner friend, than you are to have your soul saved. And again, I remind you that you must realize that you're lost before you can possibly be saved. Now, perhaps some of you are wondering in your own mind, well, just how do I come to the Lord Jesus Christ? What do I have to do? I'd like to be saved and born again, but I can't seem to understand how I can come to Him and get saved. Well, friends, as far as coming to the Lord Jesus Christ is concerned, it's an act of faith. It's receiving Him as your Savior by faith and faith alone, completely apart from so-called good works or religious rituals or church membership or feelings. You know, over in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, here's what we read. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Did you hear that? It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Again, we read in Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And friend, if you're wondering where you get this faith so that you can please God, well, go back to our text, John 6 and verse 44. Jesus Christ says, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Yes, the faith that saves the soul comes from God Himself. It's the result of His Holy Spirit using His Word not only to show the sinner his need of Jesus Christ, but the sinner must exercise faith, heartfelt faith, and his soul's salvation will be dependent upon his faith in Christ and that alone. Over in Romans 10 and 17, we're told that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Yet, it's a question of giving God credit for telling the truth, not only about your unsaved condition, but also about the fact that Jesus Christ can be your Savior and your Lord. Now, friend, as far as coming to Christ is concerned, there is also an intangible yet evident attitude connected with your coming to Jesus Christ. Let's just look at the characteristics of a person who is convicted by the Holy Spirit and Word of God. First of all, my friend, I believe that you should be humble. Humble. In Job 22 and verse 29, we read, He shall save the humble person. In James 4 and verse 6, we read that God giveth grace to the humble. Again, in verse 10 of that same chapter, we read, Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. And how true that is. You recall that scene in the temple over in Luke chapter 18, when the Pharisee and the publican were praying. And you remember how the Pharisee was boasting of his virtues. And then the poor, wretched publican beat upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Following that, in verse 14, the Lord Jesus Christ says, He that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Again, in 1 Peter 5 and verse 6, we read that God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So, friends, here we see that a sinner who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and accepts Him as their Savior must come in all humility and humbleness and completely devoid of pride. Now, another characteristic of sinners who are drawn by God to the Lord Jesus Christ is the fact that they must be repentant. Not only are they humble, but they are also repentant. In Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, we read, Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Friend, listen. There's no salvation for a person unless he is first of all humble, humbled by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and then repentant. Over in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30 we're told, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And finally in 2 Peter 3 and 9 we read that the Lord is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And sinner friend, repentance is heartfelt sorrow for sin. Yes, for sinning against the Holy God. It means to abhor sin and to turn away from it. Yes, and once a sinner repents of his sin, then he can be saved, but not until. It means you've got to change your mind. Change your mind relative to the significance of sin in the sight of a holy God. Change your mind insofar as how you believe you can get to heaven. Friend, you've got to take sides with God and agree with what the Word of God says. Now, another characteristic of a humble and repentant sinner who comes to Christ is the fact that he comes confessing his sin. Yes, he'll be like the prodigal son of Luke 15, who cried out, Father, I have sinned against thee and in thy sight. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Friend, have you ever confessed your sinfulness to God? Have you, my friend? Have you ever confessed your depraved spiritual condition in God's sight? Well, you know we're told in 1 John 1 and 9 that if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then, my friend, another way you come to Christ is by faith believing. Believe that if you trust Christ as your Savior, then you are saved. How do I know I'm saved today? Do I feel saved? Absolutely not. Friend, I'm not depending upon my feelings. My feelings are dependent upon how I ate or how I slept or some things that might happen in my life. But my friend, my faith is dependent upon the truth of God's Word. God says that if I accept His Son as my Savior, then I'm saved. I believe that God cannot lie, and neither He can. So friend out in Radio Land today, if you want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you come in all humility. Yes, come with a repentant heart. Come confessing before God that you're a sinner. You don't deserve the least of His mercies. And then look by faith to Calvary, and there see the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, dying in your guilty room and in your stead. Friend, I plead with you today, as this radio program comes to a close, and it may be the last. Yes, the day of God's grace is quickly drawing to a close. This might be the last gospel message you'll ever hear. So friend, in view of that fact, and in view of eternity, I would plead with you to look by faith to Calvary, and there see the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, dying in your guilty room and in your stead. He was your substitute. He was the just one dying for you, the unjust, so that He might bring you back to His Father God. So friend, I plead with you, in love for your soul and in view of eternity, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior, because if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time. And thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father and God, we pray thy blessing upon the word just gone forth. May thy Holy Spirit even now be working in the hearts of those who are tuned in today still outside of Christ. Bring both conviction and conversion, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. Until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.